Let's pray, then we'll turn to a scripture, and then we'll just let the Lord speak. Father, we bless you right now. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your presence here.
Yes, Father.
We thank you for the Spirit of God.
Yes, Father.
In the place, we thank you for the Spirit of help that is here right now.
Yes, Father.
The Holy Spirit is our helper. He is our God. He is our comfort. He is our teacher. He is our standby.
Yes.
We thank you right now for the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place.
Yes.
Father, we come right now, God, needing to hear a word from you. Father, we need your strength.
Yes, Father.
We need your comfort. We thank you that you are the Father of all comfort,
Father,
who comfort us in our various situations and circumstances.
Yes.
You are our strength. You are the source of our life.
Yes.
You are our praise.
Yes.
And so, Father, we come right now, God, just desiring you, Lord. We just desire you. We desire your word. We desire to hear your voice.
Thank you, Father.
So, Father, we pray that you will speak right now through the scriptures.
Thank you, Father.
That the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth and give us revelation on the word that we are about to hear, that we may be made free. Your word is truth, and Jesus said the truth will make us free. Free us right now from everything that is trying to hold us back, dear God. And do it, God, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit and by your Holy Word. Father, release an anointing in the place right now. I just thank you, Lord, for the liberty,
yes,
that we shall experience as we come to the Word of God.
Yes.
Father, I ask for your strength. God, you know what has transpired so far in this,
yes,
day, but Lord, I'm leaning on your strength. Glorify yourself in the sight of your people and edify us, O God, by your word, by your Spirit, and by your love. We thank you right now, God, for this opportunity to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's hear the word of God today. Amen.
Amen.
I ask you to turn with me to a familiar passage of Scripture. It's in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 6, chapter 4. And we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. Familiar verses of Scripture. I read from the King James Version. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word "careful" is also saying be anxious for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Some versions may have that. But God is saying to us in this passage, amen, be careful for nothing. Be anxious about nothing. Worry about nothing. That seems a very difficult thing for Christians to do, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who know God, that, amen, sometimes we worry too much.
Yeah.
Amen. If God is God, then why are we worried? And the reason why is because we still want to take things into our own hands. We still need to see the answer. Even though we walk by faith, not by sight, I still need to see something. But God said, be careful for nothing. Do you think he meant that? When he said, be careful for nothing, don't have anxiety over anything, do you think he meant it? And he says, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto him. And so if you have a word, if you have something that is on your heart, bring it to God. Amen. Bring it to God. He says, if you do that, the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. God has a word for us this morning. Amen. And the title is this. It's moving at the speed of grace. Moving at the speed of grace. I'm like you. Because one morning a couple of weeks ago, I was rushing. You ever rush in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
You're rushing, getting it, and you're moving fast. Trying to do things, and you ever, your mind ever be like 2 or 3 steps ahead of where you are right now? Like right now, you're in the closet, but you're realizing, oh yeah, my wallet's upstairs, and then I left my keys in the kitchen. But right now, you're in the closet in the living room. But you're already moved 2, 3, 4 steps ahead, right?
Yeah.
You may even be thinking about the fact that you got to take the garbage out right before you get into the car. And so your mind is like, you ever get like that? Mm-hmm. Well, your mind is like, and so you're moving and you're moving and you're moving. I was doing that one morning recently. And God spoke unto me and said this, and I believe it would be helpful to you too. He said, grace doesn't move like that.
Wow.
And I just stopped. I realized I was rushing. Grace doesn't move like that. So I just slowed down. I said, Lord, you're right. I'm rushing. And see, when I was rushing, I realized something. I was trying to make sure. Oh, here it is. I was trying to make sure that I would be on time. I was trying to make sure that I was going to take everything. What's the matter with that? I was trying to make sure. You ever try to make sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever try to make sure?
Yes.
And see, that's where the anxiety comes in, because we try to make sure. I got to make sure that my kid gets to school on time. I got to make sure that my family is taken care of. I got to make sure. You think, well, what's the matter with that? Nothing. But except, it ain't on you to do.
Wow.
God is our provider.
Yes, he is.
But see, as long as you and I go around trying to make sure of stuff, then we're going to be worried and we're going to be rushing. And God said, grace doesn't move like that. And then a couple of weeks later, amen, I was praying, amen, and I was just relaxing. I'm just relaxing when you pray. Mm-hmm. I'm just relaxing. And I'm just praying what I feel coming to my spirit, amen. I'm not thinking. It's sort of like just like wipe your mind clean so I can just listen, and then I'll pray what I hear. And then I prayed what I heard, and I knew it wasn't me because I said something I never said before. And I asked God, I said, God, help me today to move at the speed of grace. And I thought, I said, yeah, that's pretty good, Lord, help, right? You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And as I've been meditating on this thing more and more, God is saying something, amen. Grace doesn't move like that. When you and I are rushing around, understand something. You're not operating in grace.
Wow.
And watch this. We are now living in a time of grace. Jesus brought in the dispensation of grace. And yet, we seem to still have a works mentality. Because that's why we have to make sure of certain things. But grace is something that only comes from God. And we have to simply receive the grace. We live under grace because even the Bible tells us, amen, that sin does not have dominion over us. But we are not under the law, but we're under grace. But some of us are still struggling with some of the same sins and the same things that have been keeping us down for a long time because you're trying to do it through your own will.
Wow.
I'm going to stop smoking. Smoking is, I heard people say that quitting smoking is easy. I've done it 100 times. Right? Breaking a habit. You ever have a habit you're trying to break? But listen, through the grace of God, everything in our lives that is upside down can be made right side up.
Amen.
But it's not through our efforts. It's through what? It's through grace. It's through grace. But grace must be received. We're going to spend some time going to the Bible this morning, and we may not get through it all today, and we may have to come back next week, but let's at least start. Okay, well, we go somewhere else. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Okay. Let's look at verse number 4. It It says, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Amen.
How are we saved?
By grace.
By grace. Amen. We're saved by grace. We're saved by grace. And it says we're saved by grace through faith. And this is something that the Lord wants us to truly walk away with today. We have to receive the grace of God because it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Every gift has to be received.
Amen.
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 Amen. If someone tries to give you a gift and you refuse it, then you don't have it. You have to receive the gift.
Mm-hmm.
And grace is a gift of God that we receive by faith. Amen. Amen. And when we talk about grace, we often say that grace is what? God's unmerited favor. We say that a lot. Amen. And it's true. God's grace is his unmerited favor. What that means is that it's favor or kindness that's shown to us regardless of our worth, regardless of whether we deserve it. We don't deserve it. Amen. But God still shows kindness towards us and love toward us, even though we don't deserve it. Amen? It's grace. It's favor. But we've been taught, amen, as well, that grace is power.
Mm-hmm.
That grace is God's unmerited favor and his operative power towards us. What does that mean? His power operating in our lives. See, if you just view God's grace as favor, but you don't view it as power as well, then you don't understand what grace is.
Amen.
Grace is not just favor. Grace is favor and power.
Yes.
Think about it this way. What could take you off the road to hell?
Jesus.
Except something that has a whole lot of power. Amen? It's not just favor, it's power. It's the power of God that snatches you and I from darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
It's power, amen? When the devil tried to put you in his clutches, amen, and Jesus comes and frees you from the grip of the enemy, that is done through power.
Yes, yes.
And so when we think of grace, we have to think of grace in terms of both favor and power. God's favor and God's power operating in our lives.
Amen.
And that is something that we have to believe as children of God that we have every single day of our lives. You are covered in God's grace, but you have to move at the speed of grace. Because if you don't, you're going to rush out there trying to do things in this life and get yourself in a bona fide mess. Everybody in here can testify, if they are telling the truth, that you have made a bushel full of mistakes because you rushed. They don't want to tell on themselves, Lord, but I'll tell on them anyway. You have made mistakes through rushing. You've made bad decisions because you rushed without having all the information.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, you stubbed your toe because you were rushing to go somewhere and you didn't clear the furniture enough.
Amen.
Oh, everybody, this is hard. We have made mistakes because we rushed. You dropped the glass on the floor and it broke because you were rushing to set the table.
Wow. Yep.
You're not that deep.
We made mistakes, great and small, because we were rushing. And see, rushing allows the enemy to have a place in our lives.
Wow.
When you rush to judgment, you let the enemy in. When you rush to open your mouth before you know all the facts, you let the enemy come in. Huh? When you rush to trust somebody too soon, you just met that joker. And now you put your trust in it, and then he or she betrays you. And you go, I can't believe he did that. But you were too fast. My father, he came from Brooklyn. He was, born in Brooklyn, so he had, he had a Brooklyn way of talking, amen. He would say, burl the water. Not boil, burl. that's how they talk in Brooklyn back in the day, amen. You burl it. But he had a saying, amen, that when he saw one of his children trying to do things too fast, and not just move around too fast, but maybe grow up too fast, he would say this, slow your roll. Slow your roll. Amen. Some of us need to slow our roll.
Amen.
Because we're moving too fast. And if we keep moving fast like that, you need to understand, we're rushing headlong into trouble. And I want you to get that in your spirit what God spoke in my spirit. Grace doesn't move like that. The next time you're rushing around thinking that you got 1,000 things to do and you got to move fast and you can't stop to even listen to somebody, then understand something. Yeah, you can do that if you want, but grace doesn't move like that.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says Jesus was full of grace and truth. And you show me where Jesus walked under. I can't talk to you. I gotta go to the next town. Jesus didn't move like that. Why? Because grace doesn't move like that.
No.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You think you're awesome because you rush it fast. That proves that you got a lot to do. Oh, he must be busy. No, he just don't know how to operate in grace.
Jesus.
Stop thinking that's something to be proud of. Amen. Grace doesn't move like that.
Right. Amen.
Glory to God. So grace is God's favor and what? And his power.
Amen.
And it says by grace we are saved. Watch this. What are we saved from? We're saved from death.
Yeah.
Hmm? Watch this. It is by grace that you are saved from mistakes.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
It is grace that you are saved from harm and evil and danger.
Yeah.
Amen. It is grace that you are saved from accidents.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, you went through a stop sign or two in your life when you didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Come on.
That's right.
You went through a stop sign or two. When you weren't really paying attention and you lived to tell about it without a scratch, what saved you from the accident? The grace of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Grace saves you from accidents. Grace saves you from bad decision making. Grace saves us from all kinds of things. We aren't just saved from hell and from death by grace. We are saved from harm of all kinds by the grace of God. But we have to understand something. Grace has to be received, and it's received by faith. Let's look at Romans chapter 5 for a second. Romans chapter 5. Paul there is talking about how sin came into the world through one man, Adam. And then he contrasts that, how righteousness comes into the world through one man, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What did I say? Romans what?
5.
I said 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look at 5 verse 17. He said this. He said, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But you see this, that There is abundance of grace available to the people of God. But it says that they which receive abundance of grace shall reign in life. You and I got to receive the grace.
Amen.
It's not enough for us to be saying things like, you know, I'm a child of grace, or, you know, I'm blessed and highly favored and all that stuff. Yeah, say it, but here's the thing. You actually have to receive the grace of God.
Amen.
And when you and I receive the grace of God, how are we going to receive it? By faith. And when we receive the grace of God by faith, we're going to move at the speed of grace. We'll allow people to get in front of us, whether it's in the line at the supermarket or in the line of the promotion at work. And we won't worry about it. When you're operating at the speed of grace, you understand that what God has for you, nobody can take from you.
Amen.
I don't have to fight and contend with you for anything.
Yes. Amen.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. My Father owns a cattle on a thousand hills. And so if I need something in this life, I don't have to fight you for it. I just need to operate in the grace of God. And then I'm not rushing. I'm not in a rush to get the promotion. I'm not in a rush to move out of my parents' house. Oh, some kid needs to hear that. I'm not in a rush to do certain things. I'm not in a rush to be right. Oh. Why? Because I'm operating the grace of God. I'm not in the rush. I told you so. I can let the truth unfold. Amen. Oh, you thought, you told me, okay, you know, I'm just going to sit back here and wait. Amen. I'm not in a rush for my money. You owe the money. You said you were going to pay me last week. But when I operate at the speed of grace, I understand something. If I let God's favor and His power go to work in my life, you'll bring me the money and you'll give me an extra 10 for my inconvenience.
Amen.
But no, I got to take it to my own hand so I confront you. And guess what? Not only do I not get the money, but I lose the friendship. Because I had to take it into my own hands. I had to make sure I get my money back. But when you operate at the speed of grace, you say to God, God, He owes me money. Amen? By prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God, right? God, I need you to, Lord, I ask you right now, cause Him to bring me my money today. In Jesus' name, amen. But see, that takes faith. That takes faith. Because see, faith understands something. Faith understands that God has a will, but God also has timing. Hmm? And see, when you're operating in grace and you're operating and you're receiving it by faith, you're not rushing for God's will to come to pass in your life.
Wow.
Oh, glory to God. God can speak to you a vision. And I believe there's a lot of people who need to understand this, that just because God spoke to you a vision doesn't mean that the vision is for now.
Amen.
Read Habakkuk chapter 2. It says the vision is for an appointed time. Mm. God gave you the vision today, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to have the vision today. Mm. That vision could be something that comes to pass 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Glory to God. If you don't believe it, ask Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph had a vision of his brothers bowing down to him.
Yeah.
And he made the mistake of going and telling the vision today.
Yeah.
I had a dream.
Yeah.
All y'all gonna bow down to me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Here comes that dreamer now. Let's throw him into the pit and see what happens to him. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
The vision is for an appointed time. And how's that vision going to come? It's going to come through the grace of God. You can't rush it. You can't go and, well, God told me I'm supposed to be a preacher. Well, maybe you, glory to God. Well, maybe you are supposed to be a preacher, but maybe you ain't supposed to preach today.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
It's the vision, but it's for an appointed time. And when you are operating in the grace, when you're moving at the speed of grace, you understand, God told me something. And all I got to do is stand on in faith, waiting for God's promise to come to pass, that God is not a man that he should lie. Listen, years ago, it must have been like 7 years ago now, in February of 2006, we published that book, Ministry Brings the Blessing. God said to me 6 years ago, that book is going to be phenomenally successful. Those are his words. I'm still waiting in faith.
Amen.
Amen. And I have been resisting all kinds of things. Well, maybe you need to promote it. Maybe you need to do it. No, maybe I just need to stand in faith, believing in the God who spoke a promise.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, some of us want to take what God has said and think we can make it come to pass by operating in worldly mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wonder why stuff gets messed up. Because you were not moving at the speed of grace.
Wow.
You wanted the thing to happen right now. I can tell, Lord, we ain't getting through this today, are we? Amen. You want it to happen right now.
Wow.
What's God saying to us? Slow down and operate in my grace. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. Slow down and operate in my grace.
Wow.
I shared something with Joseph this week. Amen. And my wife and I, we got such a kick out of it. Amen. We got to share with you. I think it's appropriate. Took my wife's coat to the place. She took her coat to the place to get it altered. They said January 28th. Be ready. They said don't call before January 28th. That what they said?
That's what they said.
They told her don't call before January 28th. So on January 28th she called. My coat ready? Nope. And they said to her, "We'll call you when it's ready." And she told me that. I said, that don't sound good. We'll call you when it's ready. I said, they can't even give you like an estimated time or anything? She said, no. And she was taking a little calm. I was like, okay. So the next morning, amen, we were praying. I was giving the leader, so we're praying together. And then I just prayed. I said, Lord, we're praying that my wife's coat will be released this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The next morning, I'm praying by myself, and God asked me a question. He said, when do you want me to release your wife's coat? Today. That's what I said. Today. So I remember Pharaoh, amen, when Moses, he has 12 blessings, and Moses said, what do you want me to do? Pharaoh said, tomorrow. I want a tomorrow blessing. I want a today blessing. So God asked me, when do you want me to release the coat? I said, today. He said, okay, write it down. And my wife's a witness, amen. Write it down. She wasn't there. Write it down for a memorial. And I even wrote it. Right next to my Bible. Wrote it down on a pad I had next to it. I go now, get ready to leave. And my wife said, we were going to meet for lunch that day. She said, well, because I was going to go pick up my coat. I said, what are you talking about? This Wednesday. She said, but they said that it was going to be ready today. I didn't know that. Right? We went to lunch as planned. We came out of lunch. I had a voicemail on my phone saying the coat was ready. You can come pick it up
today.
Come on, somebody. Now see, back in the day,
yeah,
you tell me that I can pick up something on the 28th, and on the 28th it ain't there, I'm going to let you know. You don't treat me like that. Come on. I'm just being honest. I'm going to catch an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go in there. I want to speak to the manager. But grace doesn't act like that.
Amen.
Grace says, Lord, what they're telling me now is not right.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
See, grace operates in faith and trust God, and then you step back and allow God's power. power to operate in your life. And so now he starts to move things around. Amen. While you sit back resting in grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. You understand?
Yes.
And when we do that, when we operate in that kind of a fashion,
amen,
then we see God move in our lives.
Yes, yes, yes.
But we have to make a decision. We have to come to a decision within ourselves. Am I going to try to do things on my own, or am I going to operate in the grace of God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So how are we going to move? We're going to move at the speed of grace. And how does grace move? Grace doesn't move like that. Doesn't move all fast. Doesn't move all fast.
Amen.
Grace doesn't do that.
Yes.
But I can't find my keys. Grace says, Lord, I can't find my keys.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. But I know you know where they are, Lord. Show me where they are.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen. And see, every one of you probably has this testimony. There's been a time or two. It hasn't been enough. There's been a time or two where you tried that. Lord,
yeah.
And that's, you know, he tell you, go look behind the garbage can.
Yep, yep.
And you go behind the garbage can, and there it is. And you think, how in the world is that behind the garbage can?
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. Yeah. I don't know how it got behind the garbage can, but God knew it was there, and he directed you there, and you would have never looked there.
That's right.
That's grace in operation. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the kind of grace that's available to us day. But we're so busy trying to make things happen on our own.
Mm-hmm.
It's time out for that, amen?
Amen.
It's time out for rushing around. Amen. And so we're going to start to do what? We're going to operate at the speed of grace.
Speed of grace.
You got a problem right now? Amen. If you want to do anything, you come boldly to what? The throne of grace.
Amen.
Right? That you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Yeah.
Is that what the word says? Glory to God. It says we can find grace to help in time of need. We can find undeserved favor and God's operative power.
Yeah.
To help us in our time of need.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
How many people have a need at this time?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you have a need at this time, you should be happy right now.
Yes.
Because you're saying, I'm going to start operating at the speed of grace. I'm going to the throne of grace. I'm going to let God know my requests. I'm going to let him know my petitions. I'm going to let him know my supplications. And then I'm going to sit back and allow the grace to go to work.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Wow.
Now, in the meantime, we have to break some habits.
Yes.
We have to break some habits because we move too fast. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19. Should we go to Proverbs 19? Yes, Proverbs 19. We have to break some habits. Because here's the easiest thing to do. Amen. And this is what's one thing I love about the Word of God and about what God does for us. God is not waving a magic wand over us and making everything all right. He's not doing that. That's not how God works. Could God have saved the whole world by simply waving his hand over the entire earth and saving people?
Yeah.
Of course he did. But he chose a way, amen, coming to earth as a man. Could Jesus have just shown up on the scene at 30 years old and started his ministry? Yep, but God didn't do that. He made Jesus go through 9 months of growing in the womb. Amen?
Yeah.
Jesus, I don't know if they have pampers or huggies back then, but Jesus wore a diaper. See, man, we don't want to think about that. Oh, come on. No, you come on. He was a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus was the only baby to walk around was never a terrible two. But he was two. He just wasn't a terrible two.
Yeah.
Right? Why God chose that? Because God chose, he chose a way that's going to be revealed through us, through process. So how are we going to get to where we're going to go? Because some preacher is going to wave a word over you, and now you're going to walk out of here transformed? I think not. How are we going to get transformed? Through a process.
Exactly.
A renewing of our mind. Amen. And how does our mind get renewed? Through the Word of God. So let's look at a few scriptures, amen. Again, I don't think we're going to get through all today, but that's okay, amen. God graces us, we'll come back next week, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What did I say?
Proverbs
19. I said Proverbs 19?
Yes, you did.
Okay, Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19, let's look at verse number 2. It says, let's read verse 1 and 2. Better is the fool that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sins. Or he who is over hasty, it says in the Amplified version, it says to be over hasty is to sin and miss the mark. I just want to read this in the New Living Translation as well, 19:2. It says, enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. And so when we talk about doing things out and we're rushing around, we know the world has said what? Haste makes waste. Amen. And that's something that really is found in the Bible here. It tells us haste makes mistakes. When you and I rush, amen, we start operating in our own power. And when we're operating in our own power, we're prone to make mistakes because we are fallible. Amen. We don't know everything. We don't do everything right. We don't process everything the right way. But when we operate in the grace of God, God is infallible. He knows everything. And so when we rely on His power to get done in our lives what we can't do, how many of you know you can't save yourself?
Right?
That's why we're saved by grace. Because you can't save yourself. Grace brings into our lives those things that we couldn't do on our own. Amen. And so it's the grace of God that we need in our lives. Amen. And so we got to start to slow down. Right? We got to start to slow down and stop moving around so fast and move at the speed of grace.
That's right.
Christian plays basketball right now.
Yeah.
And see, there are times when we talk about an actress who is graceful. Right? She moves without effort. Right? You know what I mean? She's graceful. The ballerina who's graceful, right? Who just seems to move so freely and effortlessly and with such precision and such beauty. And it seems so effortless. She's graceful.
Amen.
Athletes sometimes are called graceful. Their moves are graceful. Right? They shoot the ball. They run with the ball. They do things with such a proficiency, but it's an effortlessness about it that they're graceful.
Amen.
Christian has a teammate on his basketball team. His name is Jordan. Jordan hustles. Jordan plays well. But no one at this stage of Jordan's life will ever accuse him of being graceful. He's all elbows and knees, flying in all kinds of directions, and not a game goes by that Jordan doesn't hit the floor at least a half dozen times. He's just not graceful.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, he's operating, but oh, it's with a whole lot of effort, and sometimes folks get hurt. Mostly Jordan, amen. We pray for Jordan, amen. He just goes, ooh. But there's an effortlessness to grace.
Amen.
You hear this. Grace doesn't require your effort.
Wow.
is effortless. Amen. Why? Because grace comes from God. And so when you and I are operating in the grace, we are not relying on our human effort. Now, does this mean that you won't have to do anything? No. But you only do what the Lord directs you to do. Amen. Amen. If the Lord directs you to make a call, you make a call. If the Lord doesn't direct you to make a call, and He just tells you to sit there, then you just sit there.
Amen.
You do what the situation requires, and you do what the Lord calls you to do. Amen. But the grace of God, amen, it operates in your life without your effort.
Wow.
Amen. You're saved without your effort.
Jesus.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
You didn't save yourself.
Right.
Even though we always speak in the terms of what we do. I got saved back in 1972.
Yeah.
No, you didn't get saved in 1972. God saved you in 1972.
Amen.
It was just His Spirit that told you to get up out of the chair and go to the altar. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
But it's without effort. Amen? And so, listen, we have to operate in the power of God and stop trying to do it ourselves. So look what it says. It says haste makes waste. Haste leads to mistakes.
Yeah.
But you and I, we got to break some habits.
Amen.
We got to start to learn to live by grace, not just when we're believing on God to solve our problems, but even in our daily interactions with one another. See, because the thing is, we have to build up and strengthen our spiritual muscles. Many of us don't receive answers to prayer because the same thing that's required for us to receive an answer to prayer is the same thing that guides our interactions with one another. Jesus said, and when you stand praying, forgive. What does forgiveness have to do with prayer? Because it takes faith to believe God's going to answer your prayer, and it takes faith to forgive someone who's hurt you. But if you think they're separate, then you're going to think you're a prayer warrior, but now you're walking around with unforgiveness in your heart and you don't understand your praying being answered. Why? Because you got to operate in the principles of God in every area of your life. So what am I saying? You can't get on your knees and just think you're going to rely on the grace of God for the big things in your life. But you're not relying on the grace of God to get you through the small things.
Right.
You got to practice on the small things.
Amen.
And that's why God said, I got to break you out of some of these habits of the small things. Because, see, you're going to try to operate at the speed of grace. Now, well, I'm ready for my promotion, so I'm going to operate at the speed of grace. That's going to last for 2 minutes. You know why? Because you don't operate at the speed of grace in the other areas of your life. Such as what? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Such as speaking. How many of us speak too fast and too much? I'm not looking at any of y'all. Speak too fast and too much. I like this.
Wow.
Let's turn to Proverbs 18, because we're right there. Let's turn to Proverbs 18. We're going to stop soon, and we're going to come back next week, because God really wants to work on us on this. Amen. He wants us to operate at the speed of grace.
Amen.
But we have to do this in every, we got to understand something. We have opportunities in every area of our life to begin to practice operating at the speed of grace. So then when we're believing on Him for something greater, we have worked up those muscles to do. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Let's look at Proverbs 18. Let's look at verse number 13. It says, he that answers a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. What does that mean? When you start talking about something before you have all the facts, why do you do that? Because you can't operate in grace. See, you're moving faster than the speed of grace.
Wow.
You heard part of the story, so you come to the full conclusion. How are you going to come to a full conclusion on part of the facts?
Wow.
I don't do that.
Oh, you don't, huh?
We've all done it.
Yeah, that's right.
And especially if you married.
Amen.
Oh, yes, you did. Husband, you did so, you did so, you did so. Your wife, you saw your wife do something, you draw the conclusion on the whole thing. And yes, you did. I ain't looking at none of y'all.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
You didn't know the whole facts. Your wife tell you something, a little bit of something, and you jump in, well, why are you going to invite him over here? I worked all week. I just want to rest on Saturday. I didn't invite him over here. I was just telling you he wanted to come by. But then he said that he couldn't because he had to take his kid to the soccer game.
Yeah.
Oh. Because you know how I can mess on Saturday. No apology. Just, oh. Speaking too fast. Listen, have you ever spoken too fast before you know something? Proverbs 29 and 20 says this, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him.
Wow.
God said, if you and I go around speaking too fast, amen? See, we're not operating in grace. What's that saying? Hasty speech is not gracious speech. When you and I jump to conclusions, that's not being gracious. That's not operating in the grace of God. Amen. The grace of God will say when everybody else is jumping to a conclusion, well, just wait a minute. Let us wait to hear the whole thing. But you know how sometimes people say things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what grace does. What we do is just we come to the full conclusion. I had a client call me last week, and he said, oh, I just got off the phone with somebody. He said that so-and-so told him that. Why would he tell him? I don't understand. That guy gets on my nerves. I said, calm down. I said, sometimes people get messages twisted, man. I said, you don't know he said that. And he was just so mad. A few seconds later, he called the person he was mad at. He found out that what the person told the person who told him was different. And he said to me, you know, I'm sorry. Man. I said, don't gotta apologize to me. But you jumped to a conclusion and he was mad at the other man for something the other man didn't even do. God says there's more hope for a fool than for people who do things like that. When you and I operate in the grace of God, you know what we're satisfied with? That the spirit of grace is also the spirit of truth, and that he will reveal the truth unto us at the time that we need to know it. Amen. You don't have to get mad in the face. You don't have to get angry at people. You don't have to start calling people and saying, what is this I'm hearing that you're doing? You don't have to do that stuff. Amen. You can operate in the grace of God. But see, we don't want to do that. We need to, what the world tell you? You got to do what? Take the bull by the horns.
Yep.
But what that movie tell us, Christian? You mess with the bull, you get the horns, amen? But the world tells us to take the bull by the horns. Now, only the world will say something that's dumb and dumb. That's dumb. Who in the world going to take a bull by the horns? That's foolishness. I ain't taking no bull by no horn. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rely on the grace of God.
Amen.
Why? Because God says he will help me. Amen. Mm-hmm. He's my helper. And so listen, don't be so fast, amen, when you hear something, partially, don't jump to a conclusion.
Amen.
Give people the benefit of the doubt. Allow God time in His grace and in His timing to reveal to you the full truth of the matter. These are small things, but we got to, if we're going to start to believe God and operate in the grace of God for the bigger things, we're going to have to start somewhere. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an area you can start today, because you probably got somebody in your life who's close to you, a friend, a spouse, a sibling, a neighbor, a co-worker, who you jump to some conclusions about. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to be truthful, but that's okay. But you know it, and if it's true, then what you have to do is say, Lord, I'm going to stay here in your grace. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
It'll keep you from gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
Gossiping under the guise of you want to just tell people to pray for somebody.
Lord Jesus.
So-and-so going through something right now, but we just need to pray. But you spent 15 minutes giving the details of what so-and-so going through.
Yeah.
And you're praying for 30 seconds.
Lord Jesus.
Gossip. Disguised as a prayer meeting. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says we need to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Right? Amen. Because that's the grace of God, amen, and when we operate that way, and God wants to teach us to operate in grace. Let's do two more, and then we'll come back next week, amen.
Amen.
Not only does speaking without facts hurt you, but you know what else hurts us and shows a lack of grace? Speaking too much. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It really is, amen. Proverbs chapter 10. Grace doesn't talk a lot. Can I say that again? Grace doesn't talk a lot. Grace doesn't talk about what I'm going to do. Grace doesn't talk about what I did, what I've done, what I've accomplished. Grace doesn't talk a lot. Proverbs 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refrains his lips is wise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just so you understand, in the multitude of words, transgression is not lacking. In other words, those who run off at the mouth will usually say something to get themselves in trouble.
Yeah.
The multitude of words. You needed to stop talking. New Living Translation says it this way, for those who really just need to get the point. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
Have you ever seen this for yourself? All you got to do is see the kid that's getting the spanking in the middle of the school. His mother was giving him time, but he had to just keep going. Right?
Yeah.
Amen? There's a people in jail right now where they were on the witness stand. So, Mr. Jones, were you at the store on the night in question? Instead of just saying no, they started talking. Well, it depends on what you mean, the night in question. But I was there before. And they started talking. And then next thing you know, the lawyer got, oh, that's right. And started asking some more questions, and then they got themselves trapped. I tell my witnesses all the time, when you get on the stand, eh? When the other side starts to ask you questions, just answer the question that is asked. Why? Because if you start running off at the mouth, right, you get more opportunity to get in trouble. And that's what the Bible says here, amen? In the multitude of words that wanted or lack is not sin. But what about this? But he who refrains his lips is wise.
Yes.
When you operate in grace, why? That husband never come out his face to you, and you just wanted to let him have it, but you just kept quiet. A grace got released in your life.
Amen.
few minutes later, he came back and did what?
Apologize.
He apologized for talking too harshly to you. But oh, if you want to take this to your own hand, you don't talk to me like that. Your neck moving and everything. Now the whole house is in an uproar, see? Because you could not bring in the grace of God. You had to take it on your own. You had to do what? You had to put your effort to it. You had to make sure that he understands that he don't talk to me like that. And guess what? He talked to you like that for the rest of the night. But know what he started saying? You don't talk to me like that. I'm a man. I'm a man. This how I. Next thing you know, you're bad and everything else. But if you could have operated in the grace. Somebody don't like me right now, amen. If you could have let this go for husbands too. Your wife said something, you could have kept your mouth shut too.
Amen.
If you could have just refrained your lips.
Wow.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
See, these are the things. But see, these are small ways of operating in the grace of God. Where you don't feel a need that you have to take care of the thing that didn't go the way you wanted to go. So what? She didn't talk to you the way you wanted to. So what? He didn't talk to you. You can still say, I'm going to do what God requires of me.
Amen.
That's operating in His grace, in His favor, in His power, and then He releases it in your life.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the next time somebody says something to you that's wrong, and so you're going to have to resist the temptation, especially if you're a man, because the devil wants to talk to you. Man, you a chump.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. You a chump. You let them talk to you like that. You weak. Man, no. Show me and say something. You can't take that.
Right.
And that's what you know. You over there man enough.
Right.
But I'm over there God enough. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm over here while you man enough. I'm God enough. Amen. God is rising up in me while man is rising up in you. I'll take my God over your man any day.
Amen.
Huh? I'll take my God over your man any day. So you go ahead and man up. I'm going God up.
All right.
I like that. God up. Man up. Why would I want to do something inferior like manning up? Well, I can God up. Amen. And how can God up? By operating in His grace. I don't have to take things into my own hands and try to make it right. I've done that too many times. You've done it too many times. And you know that too many times you and I both have made a mess out of things.
That's right.
How long are we going to keep living this way? Amen? No more, amen? I know we're going to stop. We're going to come back next week, amen. Because God needs to really, this is something that, glory to God, we're going to learn how to operate and to move at the speed of grace.
Amen.
Stop running around, amen, so much. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Stop talking so fast. Stop talking so much. Yeah. Stop getting angry so fast. God's going there too. Oh, yeah. We're going to learn some scripture about you and your fast temper. Well, someone, that's in my blood. I got Mexican. Whatever. They can say Mexican, you know, Russian, whatever. People blame on their heritage. That Irish in me. That's why I get mad. No. I'll tell you why you get mad so fast. The Bible says, bosom. That the anger rests in the bosom of fools.
Uh-oh.
But the Bible said that. I didn't. It didn't say anger rests in the bosom of Irish people.
Amen.
Of Mexican people. Amen.
That's right. It doesn't say that.
But we want to learn, don't get angry so fast. Amen. Don't do things so fast. Amen. Don't jump to conclusions. Amen. We want to learn. Amen. Because, don't rush in. Don't make decisions too fast.
Yes.
Why? Because it can lead to all kinds of harm. And we're going to see these things because what are they going to do? They're going to allow us to practice moving at the speed of grace.
Amen.
I believe something right now. The next time in this place that somebody says something, not in this place, for those of you in this place, that somebody says something to you that's out of order, God will bring this word to your remembrance. And you're going to want to say something, but you're going to go,
amen.
I'm going to operate at the speed of grace.
Right.
I'm going to let that go. God saw it. And then you bring it to God. God, that's not right. I ask you to fix this situation in Jesus' name. Then you're going to go about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to allow God's grace to work. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
That's how we're supposed to work. But we're all stressed out and everything because we're taking too much on ourselves and we're not operating in the grace of God. His favor and His power. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to come back here because we're going to learn in these ways that we go through in our everyday lives how to get better operating at the speed of grace. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Let's do this. Amen. We're about to have communion, but I want to leave you with this encouragement. When it comes from the Bible, amen, you may remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. And you remember that King Nebuchadnezzar had made a golden statue of himself, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when the music started playing, that everybody had to bow down to the statue.
Yeah.
Right? And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not bowing down to that. But it was an ordinance by the king. And the king said, anybody who doesn't do that must die the death. And they're going to get thrown into the fiery furnace. Right?
Yep.
And so they got brought before the king. These three will not bow down before you. But before this, we understood that Daniel and his friends had found favor with God because they didn't want to eat the king's meat. And Daniel said, let us just eat vegetables and water over the next 10 days. And then come back and see how we look. And after 10 days, they saw that they looked better than the other servants that had been eating the king's meat. So they had already found favor. The favor of God was on them. And so now here they are. They won't bow down to this golden image, this tall statue, amen. And now they get brought before the king. And the king said, is this true that you are not bowing down to the image? And they said, we are not careful to answer you, O king.
Yes.
Those are people who are operating in grace, amen. We aren't careful to answer you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
For the God that we serve, he will save us from this fiery furnace. And even if he doesn't, amen, we are not bowing down to you. And so guess what? Fine. Then we're going to throw you in the furnace. And they threw him in the furnace.
Yeah.
And what happened? When they looked in, amen, that furnace was so hot, the people who were supposed to throw him in got burned up.
Yeah.
And then when they looked in, the king looked in, and he said, didn't we throw three of them in the furnace?
Yeah.
They said, yeah. He said, but I see a fourth one walking, and he looks like the Son of God.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen. That, see, when you are operating in grace, people can put you in all kinds of bad situations, but the Son of God will always be walking right there with you. Amen. Come on. And so when you understand that, you can say, I'm not careful to answer you. I'm not worrying about that. I don't have to open my mouth. I don't have to come back. You insulted me. I don't have to insult you back. You did me wrong. I don't have to do you wrong back. I don't have to answer you in this. Why? Because of the God I serve.
Amen.
He will be with me in the midst of my trouble.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
That's where we are aspiring to get to. Amen. Amen. So when the bill comes and it's unexpected, you don't start thinking about how you got to go down and get one of the loans that Montel Williams be talking about on TV.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Need cash, cash, all money neutral. $1,000, pay back $6,000, but you can get it today. He said that part real fast. Get a dollar, pay back six. Money you do. We can laugh, but you hear God speaking to you today.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Slow down. Operate at the speed of grace. His grace is here to help you.
Yes.
Amen. But you have to receive the grace. And that's going to take you slowing down. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray and then we'll take communion. Father, we bless you right now. We thank you, Father, for what you've spoken to our spirit. We thank you that we have grace here to help us in our time of need. That, Father, we have your unmerited favor and we have your power operating in our lives. Father, we ask you to forgive us of all the time that we've just rushed in, rushed ahead, said things, thought things, did things in our own strength, in our own effort, and that we did not rely on the grace of God. But Father, right now, we make a quality decision to turn from such ways, O God.
Yes.
And Father, we make the decision right now at the urging of the Holy Spirit to move at the speed of grace. Father God, to understand that you have a will and you have timing. And Father, we're going to trust you both for your will and for the timing in which you have ordained to bring it to pass.
Yes.
Father, we thank you right now that we do not have to toil any longer. We do not have to try to do things in our own strength. But Father God, we can rely on the grace of God to help us in situations great and small. Father, we pray that the word that you've spoken to our spirits today, God, that you will allow us to meditate on the word even the more, God.
Yes, Father.
Holy Spirit, bring even deeper truth to our attention. And we're just praying that as we set ourselves to hear this word and to live by it, we are persuaded, God, that we shall see change in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you right now. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Give them greater truth and greater revelation on the word that has been spoken today. And Father, we just thank you for the abounding grace of God that is available to us all as your dear children. We receive it now by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
If it wasn't for your grace, where would I be?
Wave your hand and thank God for grace tonight. Wondrous grace. Spectacular grace. Extraordinary. Incredible grace. It helped me. It touched me. It fixed me. It blessed me.